a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So the Cannes Film Festival, Cannes?
Yeah, it's a lot like James Caan, James Caan. James can't anymore because he's passed, sadly.
Okay, well,
but what a beautiful actor.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Sorry.
So the Cannes Film Festival is on at the moment, and I was talking a little bit about it yesterday. There was a story in trending about Jude Law smelling like poo-poo for one of his movies that's on at the film festival.
And Johnny Depp getting a seven-minute standing ovation. Why?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe his real teeth are out at the moment too.
Maybe they're... What? Has he got?
Oh, didn't you say that story?
No.
Yeah, check that one out.
Maybe they were scared he would poop in their bed.
So much pooping is trending stories.
If we don't, yeah.
If there's one, you'll find it.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
true.
You'll find it.
Do you know my favourite?
Yeah.
Is that his daughter, Lily Rose Depp, is in a movie
with
The Weeknd.
Yes.
Called The Idol.
Yes.
Right? And it debuted at the Cannes Film Festival 2 days ago, and it's very raunchy.
Oh,
and there's some really sort of quite full on sex scenes in it and stuff.
Oh, with the two of them,
yeah, with
the
Weeknd and stuff. And after one of the sex scenes, not after the movie, after one of the sex scenes, the crowd stood up and did a round of applause, like a standing ovation for the sex scene. And I thought to myself, wow. That's the dream.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
For everyone to be like, we saw what you did there,
brilliant.
Tom. You know.
10 out of 10 with those hits, buddy.
100%. Oh, no.
I wondered how far.
No. Oh. You can tell your hips would just be very sharp. That's how I feel. Like, they just
sharp
be sharp.
Hips, no.
Hips.
I've got rhythm. You've seen me dance.
Oh, my God.
Well, this story was going to be about Tom Hanks yelling at a guy on the red carpet, but as we started it, I remembered the Weeknd.
Oh, please
gear.
Take us there. Go on. Take us there. Take us
you
there.
You sure I want to rap on a standing ovation for a sex scene?
Yeah, I mean,
that would be... If you could have that once in your life, would you...
I've had that plenty of times.
Yeah, you are so cool.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Surprise! Happy birthday, McCafe.
30. Looks 30. Good on you, boo.
So I don't know if you know this, Lingy. And this is not a paid presentation, guys.
Could be, though. Mac is getting in contact with us.
I had no idea what context this was all happening.
Yeah.
I got a text this morning when I woke up. I usually grab the coffees on the way in, pick them up for you guys. And you just text me and said, hey, can you grab, instead of the normal spot, 3 birthday cake lattes?
Mm.
I'm like, okay, sure. Mm. Why? Why are we doing this?
Well, it was announced earlier this week. It's the 30th birthday this year of McCafe. They started in Australia back in 93, and it was so popular that it changed the way Maccas did coffee around the world. So my understanding is that most countries now have McCafe in their Maccas as well.
Australian born, beautiful.
Do you remember the old coffee, by the way? The old Maccas coffee was just that black water.
Well, we were talking about the fact that there was a long time there where you used to have to say, I want a coffee from the McCafe rather than... because they would still have the drip machine or whatever it was, you know. Anyway, we're very lucky to have sort of quite a good quality coffee from Macca's now. And it's their birthday, so they've got the birthday cake one. Now,
I can explain what it is. Do you want to do you want to have a sip?
Have you found...
I've got it.
It up and it said McCafe coffee with cake flavours.
That's all I've got too.
Synopsis, sorry.
So if you have a little sip, then we're going on with our Facebook Live here as well at the moment. And as you can see, I've opened it up. I would assume that it would have some type of sprinkles maybe or something a bit fun like that. I don't know. That's what I was expecting. It doesn't have any sprinkles. It just looks like a normal coffee, but you can smell... The syrup.
Yeah, you would like this because you normally have 2 sugars in your coffee every day.
Yeah.
I don't have any sugar.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Whoa. I can see the sprinkles. That's where the sprinkles are.
Mm.
Damn, the sugar.
Yeah, that is sweet. So,
it's sweet.
Tommy, you like that, don't
I'm
you?
I'm on board, yeah. I like it, yeah. I will drink that. That's very nice.
Look, it's nice for a treat. It's a bit syrupy for me.
What's the flavour, though? It's...
Is it caramel something?
It's kind of got some caramel.
I'm not real good with flavours.
It's a bit cakey. Like you can sort of close your eyes and go, oh yeah, cake vibes.
Okay, if you're a sweet coffee lover, you're gonna love this.
Yep, you'll enjoy
it. Okay, you will love it. Cameron, you know every day I get almond milk, so this is almond, is it?
Yep.
I am so sorry, by the way. I was so rattled by a change in routine coming here. I was like, 3 medium birthday cake lattes. I didn't even think of your milk. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. The birthday is about to go downhill pretty quickly.
Oh, it's going to be
this lady's birthday.
Balloons popping everywhere.
Gassy up in the studio.
Yeah.
You know what? It's good. What are we giving it as a rating?
I have zero coffee sugars in my coffee. This is super sweet for me. Yeah. I couldn't drink it every day.
It's almost a bit Christmassy to me. You know how sometimes you get a Christmas-flavoured coffee?
Yeah, it's kind of like an eggnog. Like yeah, something cinnamony, it's like a special kind of thing.
It's not cinnamony. Cinnamony.
All right, out of 5, what are we giving it?
I'm going to give it 4.
Nice.
I like it.
I love Macca's coffee. I get it regularly. But I can't drink it that sweet.
Yeah.
So not for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to torch it. Oh, well, for me, it's a 1.
Yeah,
that's because I just don't like the sweetness.
No, that's fine. I'm going to give it a 2.5. It's not something I have every day, but if I loved the sweetness, I'd be giving it a 5. It's just a little bit too sweet for me also.
Guys, isn't that why we work together so well? Look, you've got the sour guy over here. And you've got
medium.
Middle of the road, sort of beige over here. And then
8-year-old child who eat snakes alive and chocolate for breakfast.
Mm. You're not my real dad. if you want to see us tasting this coffee that is surprisingly not colourful, I think that's the biggest surprise for me is that it's not colourful or sprinkly and there's no candles.
Maybe the sprinkles in the bottom. We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, yeah, true.
Wait and see.
Check it out. Facebook, K-Rock Geelong.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
There is this new indoor play tent that is going bananas on Kmart Facebook groups. It's $49 and it's basically like a play tent that you put up for your kids, right? It's got a roof, it's got walls, and people are saying amazing.
Just
it's
quickly,
an indoor wooden play tent.
Is this the thing where it's like, oh, it's $49 but $200 and something to deliver? Remember that? We had that story a couple of weeks ago.
I know. Look, it might be. I'm not sure what the delivery is on this one, but they're saying.
Quick question. Yeah. Has it got padlock on the outside?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Creepy. but this mum has said her daughter could not get enough of it, that, you know, they've decorated with fairy lights and everything. It's sleepover ready. So it's basically, you know, because everyone loves a fort, right? Growing up.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a fort?
Blanket, pillows, chairs,
you know,
all that.
Remodel the whole family room to get under all the pillows.
Yeah.
It's great.
Funny that that's what we did, sheets and chairs and cushions. These days they get the kids get the glamping version of it where it's actually like set up and there's nice little like mood lighting. Mm.
Well, this is the thing, right? Back in, I'm going to say, it was 1989, taking you back.
So you were what? How old? 37.
No, I would have been younger. I reckon it would have been 1986, so I was probably only 2 or 3. And my sister, they were really big at the time, this sort of playpen type of situation. And my sister had a plastic Mickey Mouse one.
Yeah.
And to my memory, it was huge. It was like an actual house, but obviously, So I remember Mum and I, we used to go to the milk bar together all the time or go get bread or whatever. And it used to have, you know, the shops would have the fly screens, but they were the plastic ones, the strips.
Strappy strips things.
That you'd walk through, right?
Yeah.
And I used to love it. I used to think, oh, this feels amazing walking through here. Like, great. This looks so cool. So I went home, and while my sister was at school, I cut up her playpen into strips.
I get that logic, man.
Right?
100%. I would have done the same thing.
The whole side wall I put into strips.
Yeah.
And
so good.
Yeah, it was apparently not good.
Wasn't well received?
Wasn't well received.
Okay.
And it was very like, oh, Lauren, that was a naughty thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like so confused because I was like, but the strips, they're amazing.
Mama.
And Mama, the strips. And I've never, ever been able to repay the favour because those 80s Mickey Mouse play tent things do not exist.
Mm.
Should I finally repay the favour?
Yes,
Should I just buy it? 100% buy it. And just deliver it to a house and be like, there you go.
Yeah.
I never want to hear anything about it again.
Yeah, you can stop your tent. Moaning.
Get your tent.
Great idea. Do it.
Yeah? Yep. Okay. I'll do it.
It'll close a loop on the chapter of your life.
Yeah. Oh, one loop.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You get a proper coffee every morning. It's not a sort of sponsored thing. We just buy one and we do rounds. And you, Lingy, because you start at 7, you'll swing past usually Grands of Society, our cafe across the road, that and grab those coffees and bring them in with you. Mm-hmm. So generally it goes in order, rotates through us. Sometimes on a Monday, Jono will bring in coffees for all of us, which is beautiful, but it's also we have to wait till 8 o'clock to get our coffees.
Yeah. Those days. We get a little
every
grumpy.
Every Monday it's hard.
That's hard work.
It's really hard.
Jono's like just like a ray of sunshine coming through the door of the studio.
He is with the coffees, like, Jesus. anyway, so it gets pretty messy with the way the rounds work because it's like, oh, is it Jono? Is it who? Oh, when did I last buy coffees? And did I buy three or was it four when Bowden was here or whatever? And so there's a lot of sort of, oh, don't worry about it. I'm not sure. Yeah. So I'll just get it. And we order on an app.
Where is this going?
We order on an app. Mm.
And a lot of the time we'd be like, oh, my God, I forgot to order. It's my day. And you'd be like, no, I already ordered them. And I'm like, ah, God, sorry, I'll get tomorrow.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Same thing happens.
And it's pretty – it's like it's sort of the circle turns and it all comes back around. And that's been the attitude really where we don't keep tabs on it.
Yeah.
But I just thought out of interest I might have a little look at how it unfolds over the last – 4 weeks I've been actually keeping tabs on
who's keeping score.
Yeah, well, who's been buying the rounds? Because I don't want... So it initially started with me feeling like maybe I hadn't bought enough rounds. Mm. And so I was like, oh, God, I don't want the other guys to be sort of carrying my caffeine burden. Mm. So let me just sort of, for my own interest, count the amount of rounds I buy over a four-week span and then see if I'm keeping up. I'm doing all right, is what I will say.
Good.
Is crunching the numbers.
Thanks, Tom.
I'm doing
I knew
all right.
You would be.
Yeah, I'm doing my bit.
Look at you two buddying up. Give me the
Loggy is
numbers.
Also. So over the last 4 weeks, right, you work 4 days a week with us, Monday to Thursday. Yes. So that's 16 rounds of coffee that we have done.
Yes.
Right? In that 4 weeks, I have bought... Wait, what's the numbers?
Well, between the two of us.
Yeah, I have bought 7 rounds. Mm-hmm. Loggy, you have bought 6 rounds. Jono has bought 1 round for a total of 14 rounds. Mm. Mm. Lingy, in 16 shows, you've bought 2 rounds of coffee.
Really?
Yep.
No, I haven't.
Look, let's take a bit of the blame for this because quite often we will just be like, hey, we've already ordered the coffees. You just go grab them and you just go, yeah, no worries.
But it's pretty convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you just walk in and it's like, oh, I can't get them today because I've already ordered them.
And do you know what I never hear is, like we always hear a thanks to the coffee, whoever, but I never hear a, I'll get them tomorrow, guys. Don't you order.
Yeah.
I'll get them tomorrow.
Yeah, I never hear that either. Yeah.
Is this real?
Really? It's legit. I'll show you the breakdown. I've got the days if you want.
Well, can I defend myself? You two are the two most disorganized people in the entire world when it comes to coffees in the morning.
Yes.
Oh, good. You said coffees. That's okay.
So I can't be blamed when I get in there and Marley's there and goes, so Tom sent one and Loggy sent one and the man on the moon sent one because these two don't know how to organize themselves or communicate. Is it really? Have I been that bad?
Yeah, 2 rounds. So you bought 2. Jono's bought 1. Jono's been here for a total of 4 days. You've been here for a total of 16. And you've bought 1 more round than he has. So here's what I will say to you as your line manager and also as your co-host. We're going to need you to catch up. And in the sense that you don't have to buy like the next 7 rounds or anything like that. I just want you to buy us not only coffees but breakfast. I need you to buy.
That'll make up for it. That's a nice little gesture.
Just chuck a hash brown in there or like a full brekkie?
No. We're going to go to the wharf shed.
Oh.
We're going to have breakfast. You're going to buy it. It's going to be the team. So.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Log, myself. Bowden!
He'll just have Cocoa Pops. Yeah. To a 12-year-old work experience kid.
And a roll up. but also, we want to bring some mates.
Oh, hang on.
Mate, it's a lot of rounds of coffee you got to make up for, so we're going to bring some mates.
How many mates?
Well, let's not. Yeah.
Like, it's all right. We'll put the word out and it'll be fine. Yeah. Don't stress about it.
So starting Monday, because you're away tomorrow, starting Monday, we're going to start inviting people to come to breakfast. I've already called the Wharf Shed guys. They are on board. They
well, hang on.
Mr. Ling's normal table?
Yes, Mr. We need a big, big table for this one.
When you say calling people, like people around the office or we're talking?
Just people listening. Come and have breakfast with us. Lingy
it's
shout.
Only fair. It's only fair. Sorry, you've got to apologise to everyone.
I'm going to have to see those numbers again. I want to do a full audit on them.
No, absolutely not. You just take what I say as gospel. You are buying breakfast for us and also Geelong, and we're going to start start inviting people to come and have breakfast with us and hang out as of this coming Monday morning. So if anybody would like to be shouted breakfast at the Wharf Shed by Cameron Ling...
Sucked in,
make
mate.
Sure you're listening Monday.
No wonder you've been in such a happy mood.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Baby making weather.
Yes, I had a fantastic night last night, not making babies, down with the beautiful, beautiful dairy farmers. Western Victorian Dairy Farmers Association had their awards, special night down there in Noorat at the Noorat Footy Club. Had a great night. Got talking with a lady, Geraldine. Geraldine, just a beautiful person. She said she's got 7 kids. 4 of them work on her dairy farm with her. And then dropped the bombshell to me of she was one of 18 kids.
That's
so
huge.
Her mum was pregnant for 21 years.
Exactly. So when the last one was born, the eldest was 21,
that's
which,
insane.
Again, made my mind explode.
I thought you were going to say, like, the eldest is 40-something and the youngest... it was crazy. That's
being pregnant on a roll.
Yeah.
Pregnant on a roll. So we're asking that question. I naively, I must say... didn't think it was possible to get pregnant that quickly after having had a baby. But Kirby from Brimley is with us. Kirby, have you got some facts for me?
I do. Hi, by the way, everyone. Good morning.
Hi, Kirby.
G'day. All right. So it's only 6 weeks between having a baby and being able to conceive another.
Wow.
Okay. 6 weeks.
The human body does really, bounce back. Especially if she, this mum was clearly extremely fertile. to me, because I've had 2 kids myself, I worked for Barwon Health during the pandemic, so I've seen a lot of stuff. But 18 kids in, 21 years is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
I wonder if they got easier to give birth after.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Like,
by the end of it, I imagine.
You just kind of like been there, done that. Let's whoop.
Give it the old heave-ho. Catch. 5223295 Abby in Herne Hill. Morning. Do you have a story of someone you know? Or was it you that was pregnant on a roll?
No, this story put me off being pregnant on a roll. When I was a teenager, I used to babysit, and there was this one single mum who had 2 children, and they were like 10 months apart.
Mm.
Wow.
And yeah, I was just like, looking after them was insane. Like, they were just both non-community kids. it was insane. So when I was pregnant with my first child, it really set me on abstinence for a good couple of months.
Yeah.
I recommended 6 weeks.
Just be safe.
But, rabbits, like, they can have they can get pregnant twice at the same time.
Oh,
so humans are amazing how they bounce back, but there's some animals out there who can have multiple litters, and even cats can have 1 litter with 2 different dads.
Yeah, right. Wow. It's a weird and wonderful world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that woman the other week had 2 wombs and she had 2 babies in each womb.
Did she really?
The human body is terrifying. Isn't it, Sue from Mount Dunedin? Have you been pregnant on a roll?
Well, I've got 6 children, but 2 of them are 13 months apart.
13 months. Oh. See, that's pretty...
And that's still... But you've then got the others around the 2 that are 13 months apart. That's crazy, Sue.
Yeah, well, they're 2nd and 3rd.
Okay. Where did you find the time, Sue? Do you know?
Well, there was 1 at kinder, and then I was able to have a sleep while the baby was sleeping while I was having morning sickness, so it was amazing.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
I feel tired just talking about it, to be honest. Yeah, I can't imagine how that possibly would have worked. All right, Caitlin and Leopold, wrap this up for us. Pregnant on a roll, how many and how long?
Yeah, so one of my good friends, we had our first together, and I thought, great, this is going to go well. We're going to have babies together the whole time. No, she went and had another one about 11 months later, and then she fell pregnant again only 1 month after that. And I just remember she was a basket case. She was so like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this?
Yeah.
And it was just crazy. So she had three under three. It was just, and I had my one. Looking at her going, you're crazy.
Oh, my God. And she was asking, how did I get in this situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, Caitlin.
Lots of wine. Lots of wine and hugs.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. They are astounding numbers, and it just gives me nightmares just thinking about it.
Good luck to everyone out there. The feats of human strength, yes, as you mentioned, Lingy. It should be an Olympic sport. Bring it into the next Olympics.
You got to beat 18 under 21.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.